Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in this Monday morning. We welcome you to the OPT Network. Well, as I said, it's Monday, August the 27th. And if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:36 a.m. And you know, we like to talk about Mondays always in the positive. Remember, it doesn't matter how your morning is getting started. You have the power just by what you're speaking and what you're thinking to change Monday and to create a positive day. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter if you got off to a rough start. All you got to do is just turn it around, look at your glass half full, and declare that today will be the great start to the week, and it will be a great week. And as always, we like to remind you that those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Yes, this for many people is the second week of school, starting the second week. And for some, it's the third week. And finally, I feel like we're kind of getting a little bit settled and back to school. But it's still a process. It's still that transition that we all have to go through. And so we know that Mondays can be harried in the morning getting ready. But you know what? No worries. Just begin to have what you want to say. Declare that in your kids. And you know, I just got this warning that say what you want to have and make sure that your kids are saying that and that you're declaring those things over them as well, because there's so many forces that are vying for their little attention. And so we just have to make sure that we're imparting the right things in our kids. And so off to a good start this morning. We hope all is well. We had a really, really cool weekend. Of course, we fished this weekend, saw lots of people out and about. It was a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Before the rain came, we got out of the lake before it rained. And I'm happy to say that there are more wives in the boats. And you know, it's really, really good to see families out on the lake just having good, clean fun. It wasn't a stellar fishing weekend, but the weather was absolutely optimal. No real pole benders, no huge slabs, but you know what? It's just wonderful to be out on the water. And on the way back, we ran into some rain, and the weather is a huge story in the news. And as we were traveling in this morning, speaking of the weather, there are big road signs coming from either direction, I'm sure, but coming from our direction, which would be we're coming north, that say Alexandria Mega Shelter. And so they are getting geared up and ready at the mega shelter right next to LSUA. It's about 205,000 square feet. And they have got a whole crew out there getting ready for the people that will be evacuating. It looks like some very ominous weather could be heading to Louisiana. So we want to make sure that you're on point. I know that you guys, we've been through this enough times that we know. And after Katrina and Andrew and all of the big storms, we know that we're not going to take those storms for granted. So make sure that you and your family are on point, as the weather could be coming our way. Changing gears this morning. You know, last week we had, especially Friday, we had a super fun time, DC and I, in the studio. We are stomping for the eradication of breast cancer. And this morning we've got an incredibly important show. And this is what's on point this morning. We're talking about triple negative breast cancer. It is an important, important subject. It's all about information. It's about empowering ourselves to be our own best advocates and understanding what a lot of this terminology means. And we're going to break it down with a researcher from the Susan G. Komen Foundation. We're going to have all that plus more when we come back. Stay on point. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback.
Dr. Newman, as you well know through our conversation, On Point Talk and our affiliates, we are huge sponsors for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. I want you to talk about what Susan Komen, the foundation, is doing to support your research.
I cannot say enough good, positive things about the amazing work that Susan G. Komen for the Cure conducts and sponsors. This organization, this enterprise, is just nothing less than phenomenal.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Monday, and if you're getting your morning started, it's 7:45 a.m. Make sure that you're being careful on your way into work and school. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Carol Kinder, your pathway advisor, making sure that your financial path is on point. Carol Kinder, the number to phone, 318-448-8600. Also, State Farm agent Rosa Fields, getting prepared for the storm, understanding insurance, and all that that encompasses is Rosa Fields and her incredible team. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, you know it's all about fundraising, information, and eradicating breast cancer. This, ladies, is an incredible conversation that I hope that every single woman will connect with, will listen to, and will hear. Let me just introduce you to our guest this morning. As Vice President, Research Evaluation and Scientific Programs at Susan G. Komen for The Cure, the world's largest private funder of breast cancer research, Chandini Porteous provides strategic leadership and management for the mission, critical functions of research, grant making, mission impact evaluations, outcome assessment, and scientific programming. Chandini oversees the organization's scientific advisory board and council and program teams focused on special initiatives in cancer survivorship and research advocacy. And we welcome her this morning all the way from Dallas, Texas, to her very first time to the OPT Network. Chandini, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, this is such a critical conversation because African-American women and Hispanic women compared to white women have a higher incidence of triple negative breast cancer, younger and older. And this was reported by the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. First of all, I want to talk about what triple negative breast cancer is.
Sure. Well, when we think about breast cancer, you know, years ago, we used to think about it as just one disease, and we thought of it and treated it as one disease. But what we've come to learn over the years is that breast cancer is truly a family of diseases, and that there are different kinds of breast cancer that any woman can have. And triple negative breast cancer is called triple negative because it's based on the presence or the absence of three particular biomarkers. And the way that we kind of understand treatments for breast cancer and we understand how we might target treatments for a particular breast cancer is that we look at different receptors that a breast cancer tumor would have. Mm-hmm. And there are three key receptors that you know each cancer could possibly have. The first one would be an estrogen receptor.
Let me stop you right there, Chandini, because as we were studying the research and the information, all of this terminology, if you're hearing it for the first or even second time and we've covered it, it's so incredibly scientific that we've got to start with the basics, like biomarkers. What does that mean? You said three biomarkers. Let's just break it down very intricately so that my eighth grader could understand it.
Sure. So a biomarker is anything that could be present within your body that would give you a clue or give you maybe an inkling that something could be happening there. It's almost like an indicator that there could be a type of cancer or there could be a risk for a certain type of cancer. And so when we see that women don't have three different things on their cancer cells, and mm-hmm. that's receptors for three different, you know, estrogen, progesterone, and they call it HER2. When they don't have those, mm-hmm. we understand then that we don't have a place where we can put therapies, where we can send drugs to in the body. Mm-hmm. And that's usually how cancer treatment that's hormonal treatment that's based on the hormones that you have, that's how we focus cancer treatment in that way.
Okay.
We look for the receptors and we go to get them.
Okay. And what is quote unquote HER2?
So HER2 is just a growth factor. It's a protein that's expressed on the cell. So different cells just are made up of different sorts of things. And some of those, you know, functions of them cause the cells to be more aggressive, cause the cancer to be more aggressive, et cetera. Mm-hmm. With HER2 particularly, we know that we have a drug that targets HER2 and shuts it down. It makes it stop. But for triple negative breast cancer, women don't have that HER2 receptor. So we can't use that drug that shuts the HER2 receptor down. Wow. And, again, also with the estrogen receptor, if women don't have that receptor, then the drugs that usually attack that receptor mm-hmm. also don't work for these women. So that's one of the main reasons that we don't have therapies that work in a hormonal way for women who have triple negative breast cancer, because they don't have any places for those drugs to come and attach and kill.
Wow. And so that is why triple negative breast cancer is so perilous, isn't it?
Correct. And we also know that for some reason, triple negative breast cancer tends to be more aggressive. And we also know, as you mentioned, that we see it in populations like the African-American population, the Latina population. We see it with women who have a particular genetic mutation. It's called BRCA1. Uh-huh. Women who have that may oftentimes have triple negative breast cancer. And we also know that women who have triple negative breast cancer have the possibility that even if they've, you know, had treatment and they see no sign of disease for a number of years, it could come back. And then when it does come back, it typically comes back and it's more aggressive. It starts spreading to the rest of the body. And that's really a problem.
Do we know why? I know that all women are locked into this conversation because we know that 1 in 8 women in her lifetime will be the victim of breast cancer. But for those women that are African American and Hispanic, it says about 10 to 20% of breast cancers, 1 out of every 10 are going to be found to be triple negative. And so do we know why?
You know, we're doing research right now to understand more why. So in the past few years, really since 2006, Komen has invested well over $35 million, particularly in triple-negative breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And we do have some very large grants going on. And one of them is looking at cancer stem cells. And cancer stem cells are cells that are in your body. They're stem cells, and that means that they haven't really decided what kind of cell they're going to be in the rest of your body. And we found that for some reason, we're seeing more of those stem cells in the African-American population. And we're also seeing that the increase of those stem cells may have an effect on triple negative breast cancer, and it may be accounting for the aggressive nature of triple negative breast cancer. And so that's a study that we're currently doing now. And we're looking at women who are Black African, we're looking at women who are African American, and we're looking at Caucasian women. We're trying to understand, by looking at their cells and studying those in labs, what is it that's making those different, and how can we understand more about those differences to then create treatments for them.
Right. Now, we know that any time you hear the word cancer, that it brings about a fear, an anxiety, and all the things that comes with hearing that word. Those women that are African American and Hispanic, those 1 in 10 that will get triple negative breast cancer, what do we say to them about the way the treatment should go?
Sure. So while hormonal therapies, which are what I had mentioned about, you know, attacking those specific receptors, while those therapies are currently not available for women with triple negative, you know, we have seen that chemotherapy does show benefit for them. So typically, women who would have triple negative breast cancer may be treated with a combination of surgery. They may have radiation therapy. They may have chemotherapy. They may have chemotherapy before they have surgery, so that way they can shrink that tumor, and then they may even have an option to have a lumpectomy versus a full mastectomy. And so there are treatment options for these women. And I think what we have seen is that for some people, chemotherapy works very well. There are certain subsets of patients with triple negative breast cancer who respond almost even better to chemotherapy than other patients that have chemotherapy. And when we see that, we really hope that a woman will beat this, that she will survive it, and that she will go on to have a 5-year survival rate. Mm. And after 5 years, we're also seeing that if they've made it to 5 years, that they typically do very well after that.
Wow.
I think where there's still a lot of questions to be answered is, mm-hmm, what about when the chemotherapy isn't working for them?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do fund research in that area as well. We are trying to do some different things within the cells, and we're trying to increase some, you know, work within the immune system, mm-hmm, to be able to make the cells respond to chemotherapy. So if chemotherapy isn't working for them, what can we do to change that? How can we trick the body into thinking that it's a different type of cell? We are actually doing that with some estrogen receptor research. So I had told you that, you know, if there's no estrogen receptor, we can't go get the receptor and attack it. But
right.
What if we could trick the cell to make the cell think it had an estrogen receptor? Or what if we could add that receptor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we can actually do that, then we could then open up a ton of options for women, which are estrogen receptor therapies. And we're currently doing that work now. And we're doing that in a $6.5 million research project that will have clinical trials enrolling women to be able to try that sort of therapy.
Okay, let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll talk about the research. But let me just share with our audience about an article that I read that U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, and I don't know if you knew this or not, Sean Denis, announced Friday that she is free of breast cancer after being diagnosed last year. Now, she's a Democrat from Houston, and people may remember her. She's the sister that wears her hair with a big old braid around the top of her head, just so that you'll know who she is. And her treatment included surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. And she says she did lose her hair, but in the wake of her cancer, she is introducing legislation that will support research for triple negative breast cancer. This, ladies, is an important conversation that you cannot afford to miss. Stay on point. We're back after this.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need.
Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox of 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Hi, I'm Trish Desitel, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Laura Bryan with First Federal Bank, Louisiana, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I support Team OPT and its efforts to raise money and awareness in the fight against breast cancer. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, also McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining us, we are joined by the Vice President of Research and Evaluation and Scientific Programs at Susan G. Komen for the Cure, Chandani Porteous, doing incredible work, and we're talking specifically about triple negative breast cancer. And y'all, this is why we are fighting so hard, not only to raise money, but to raise awareness. Because the fact of the matter is that this is a disease, Chandani, that does not, and I got to repeat that, it does not discriminate. But when we talk about triple negative breast cancer, African-American women and Hispanic women are affected disproportionately more than that of our white counterparts. And this is what we're talking about this morning, triple negative breast cancer. And you said something that really caught my attention, lumpectomy versus mastectomy. Let's talk about that and talk about the differences in those two procedures.
Sure. So a lumpectomy would be just a removal of the tumor and some of the breast tissue that would be diseased and would have, you know, would be cancerous. And the mastectomy would be the full removal of the breast, either one breast or both. We would call that a bilateral mastectomy. And I think, you know, when we were talking a little bit earlier about chemotherapy and why do some people have chemotherapy before surgery, oftentimes that's because they want to shrink that size of the tumor so that they would be able to have the option for just a lumpectomy rather than a mastectomy. We call lumpectomy breast-conserving surgery, and it's exactly that. It's conserving the breast. You know, I think that this decision that a woman would have to make is the kind of decision she would make with her healthcare provider, with her physician, with her treatment team, and with her family.
Right.
This is something that would be, you know, has very many personal implications for her, but also her physician will know best, given the type of breast cancer she has, the type of disease that she's got, how to treat her. And, you know, we at Komen have a lot of resources on Komen.org where she could go and she could read about, you know, what would happen with this procedure, what would happen with the other, and how can I make that choice. But certainly it's a decision to be made when when the options are presented.
Now, let me ask you this. With the studies showing that the residual effect, that this cancer, this carcinoma, is more likely than any other to come back, and all of the stories that we have heard through our journey with speaking to women with breast cancer, and many of those women, African-American women and Hispanic women, have talked about the disease returning. Is it scientifically, or does it seem to be scientifically more astute to have the mastectomy, that your chances would be better for it not to come back?
Well, again, it depends on the individual. There are certain tests that people can have to really gauge what their risk of recurrence might be. We can understand from the tumor and from what we've learned genetically about tumors that we can get information from them, and we can, you know, we can analyze that information and say, given what we've seen here, we think that you may have, you know, a more aggressive risk for return, or, you know, maybe not. And I think, again, that's a decision that the patient would make with their treatment team and talk it over. I think also, though, you know, data and studies, as we read them and as we see them, they present to us, you know, a group of people who have gone through a trial or have been studied, and they present to us all this information. And it's a great guide for us to sort of understand what the next steps could be or how do we plan. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, this is certainly a decision that each woman has to make, you know, with her family, with her treatment team, to really understand what's best for her.
So if I understand what you're saying, are there tests that can reveal who would be more likely to have the breast cancer or some other form of cancer come back?
Sure. There are recurrence tests. There's a test called Oncotype DX. There are tests that will tell you, you know, and you could score and see, you know, what score did I get? And your doctor will help you interpret that score. They will help you understand, you know, whether or not that means you'd be at a greater risk for recurrence. And mm-hmm. that's really sometimes a key piece of the puzzle in terms of understanding your decision and, you know, being fully empowered for your decision. And at Komen, we feel that the most important thing a woman can do is really gather all of the information and create really just this arsenal of information for herself to make the right decisions going ahead.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm joined just now in the studio, Sean Denis, by Angie Roberts, who has been on the front lines of fighting breast cancer in our state. She is an occupational therapist, and she just has such an incredible heart for women, as I can tell that you do as well. And one of the things that she was doing was shaking her head when I was talking about the recurrence test. Angie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette.
Say good morning to Sean Denis. Sean Denis, this is Angie. Angie, Sean Denis.
Good morning, Angie.
And so, Angie, you guys are seeing a lot of this as well.
We see triple negative pretty often, and actually, we see it probably as often in white women as much as with African-American women.
So wow.
It's also, I have several patients that very much in families, like one in particular that I've worked with since I've started in this, her mother and two sisters, an aunt, and herself all had triple negative breast cancer. And
African-American or?
No, a white woman.
Okay.
And she's actually my age. She's in her early 40s.
Right.
And she opted, as well as her sister, to have bilateral mastectomies. Just because they saw it so prevalent in their family.
Right. And Sean Denis, this is what concerns me looking and reading the research, that women seem to be getting not only breast cancer, but triple negative breast cancer early in their 40s. What's up mm-hmm. with that?
Well, that's the thing about triple negative breast cancer, is that we know that, you know, there really are four populations of women that can get this and that typically get it more than others. And, you know, we've talked about the African-American, we've talked about Hispanic and Latina, but it's also younger women, women under their 40s, women that are premenopausal. And then also women who have a particular mutation, which is the BRCA1 mutation. And there's tests that you can do to find out if you have that. But that's correct. We are seeing this in populations we wouldn't think. And so to see it in younger women, white women, is also very common.
And so that BRCA1, what is that?
BRCA1 is just a gene that we would have in our bodies. BRCA1 and BRCA2 are part of our genetic code, perhaps, and if they are part of your genetic code, then you do have an increased risk for breast cancer. And so,
is there any way to check that early, Shondani?
Yes, you can be tested for that. And oftentimes, if women have a strong family history of breast cancer, if they've known that an aunt, a mother, a lot of women in their family have had it, then they do have the test, and then oftentimes they understand sort of, you know, what they might do in terms of that. Sometimes they have the test and they don't have breast cancer yet, and they make choices then in terms of having a mastectomy prior to any onset of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And those are a whole other set of decisions that women with genetic testing information would make.
Right. And, you know, Shondani and Angie, as you know, you guys deal with this on a daily basis, and for the people like myself and the people that are listening who are very much novices, we are just trying to gather the information to understand it a little bit better as we are all an aging population. I want to talk about what's the most important thing, Shondani, that you think that we can tell women to try to grab a hold of this cancer so that we can eradicate it?
Well, I think the most important thing is that women should be aware of any changes that they may have in their breast. They should also, you know, be aware of anything that they think is suspicious with their health. I mean, they should be advocates for themselves first, and at any point, if they have any concerns, that they would go see their physician. And I think also when we think about the importance of screening and we think about the importance of early detection, we know that the earlier you can catch breast cancer, if you're going to get breast cancer, catching it in the earliest stages offers you the greatest opportunity for survival. And certainly, you know, we've talked a lot about aggressive subtypes of breast cancer, but for breast cancer across the board, when caught in stage one, you can really have a 98 to 99% survival rate of breast cancer. So we've come quite far in the past 30 years to be able to say that number and to see so many women surviving breast cancer. But I think really getting screened, I think also being aware of any changes, having those conversations, and being your advocate is very important.
Absolutely. Let me get a quick break here. Stay on point, everybody. We're talking about some very critical information that is going to help families. It is going to help us all to better understand how to advocate for ourselves, how to understand and break down this information so that when we do go to the doctor, we'll have the best, most pertinent information to ask those important questions. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah,
you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rehab Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, Get Wired Satellites, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining this conversation, this is an incredibly important conversation to every woman. It matters not what your ethnic background is. It's about fighting breast cancer. But most especially, we're talking this morning about triple negative breast cancer. We're joined by Shandani Porteous, Angie Roberts, and this is an incredibly important, I can't say it enough, and I hope that this is why people will come to understand why we're going to be talking about it so much, why we're going to be asking you for your support so much, why we're going to be asking you to be the change that you want to see in the world, but most especially in your community, because people are dying and they don't have to. And one of the things that we were talking about during the break is we cover this Gulf South, Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, and Mississippi. But what we know, Shandani, is that the rates of breast cancer, especially triple negative, are going to be higher in Mississippi. Now, do we believe that that is in part because of the environment, or what do we think that that's attributed to?
Well, you know, we think that there could be a number of reasons for that, but certainly we are seeing that in Mississippi, for example, the mortality rate is higher, just slightly higher, but it's higher than the national average. And we also know that data that we saw in 2009 showed us that 41.5% of women who were over the age of 40 and they were living in the state of Mississippi did not have a mammogram in the last 12 months. So we know that.
And what does that say?
We now have 23 affiliates. We have 23 affiliates that are servicing this area. So that's Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. And in the past 4 years alone, they have spent more than $42 million across their counties to be able to help local women with different sorts of things, anything from, you know, understanding how can we get better messaging out so that people hear the message about early detection, or how can we understand what the economic impact is of breast cancer in these communities. And a very important kind of piece of work that we've been doing is trying to understand what are the priorities in Mississippi for CYCE. So if we know that the rates are higher, you know, what's going on there and what can we do about it? And like I mentioned, we're seeing that people are coming in to the system and they're coming in at diagnosis at a later stage. Mm-hmm. But if they were coming in at the beginning, mm-hmm. we would have more options, but they're not. They're not coming in at the beginning. And maybe, you know, you might argue that has to do something with the fact that we're seeing that rate of 41.5% of women who are not getting that mammogram in the last 12 months.
And so Angie had something really important to say in regards to the same issue that we face right here in Louisiana.
What do you see statistic-wise with Louisiana? You were talking about Mississippi, because I know when we first got home into this area 3 years ago, that was kind of a big thing that we pushed, was that the research showed that just our area, we had the highest rate of breast cancer deaths. So is that data still the same now, or is it greater in Mississippi now?
You know, Mississippi had been one of the higher areas when we had done the study before, but I can certainly pull the Louisiana and kind of take a look at that. But I think what we do know is that when there are places where we don't have access maybe to care, we talked about some of the challenges with rural populations, we talked about some of the economic challenges, and that in those cases, we don't always have women coming to screening when they should. We don't mm-hmm. have them not just at screening, but when they do get screened, then what? Can they afford the treatment? Can they
right.
get to the next stage of care? The continuity of care and all that has to be done to get a patient through the system and get a patient cured of her cancer. I mean, it's a lot of work. And, you know, there are other challenges. What about when you have to not be at work and you have children and you
right.
have childcare needs? I mean, those are all the kinds of things that the Komen affiliates do help with. They help navigate people through the system. They help, you know, with support such as childcare, transportation, et cetera. But these are some of the very real barriers to cancer treatment. And
mm-hmm.
I know we always think about the drugs and the medicine, but what about the real day-to-day
mm-hmm.
issues
right.
that women face?
And I think, Shandini, that is critical. And that is something as women that we look at. And as I said during the break, one of the most important things that we hope to do with these shows is not only to bring awareness and knowledge, because we know that they go together. Knowledge is power. And awareness will cultivate, hopefully, getting more knowledge. But to quell those fears. And what I mean by quell is to suppress, to push down those fears that women have, especially from various different cultural backgrounds, because ignoring breast cancer or ignoring cancer is not going to make it go away. And that's
yeah.
why we're pushing for women, especially 40 years old and older. And the hospital here, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, has provided free mammograms. And so we really have to trumpet this message loudly and clearly that early detection is so critical.
Correct. And Angie, to answer your question, Louisiana is still among some of the highest rates in the country. We
okay.
see the D.C. area, Indiana, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, New Jersey, Ohio. I mean, there's other number of states, but Louisiana's up there. Yeah, very high. And yeah, I think you're right. We have to keep driving that message home. And I think the more that people can be involved and understand that, you know, to cure breast cancer and to be able to really make ends in this battle, it's going to take all of us. It's going to take us racing in the race for the cure so
mm-hmm.
that we can raise the money for research, but then we can also raise the money to give to our fellow woman in our community and to be able to help her through her treatment. And it's going to take us advocating, you know, in our public policy efforts. It's going
mm-hmm.
to be able to take us to preserve the funding that we believe that we should have for screening programs. And last year at Komen, we preserved over $100 million for screening programs in this country. And so those kinds of things, all of those things together, you know, really have to make up what it is that we do. And you know, I do have to say thank you to all of the people who participate with us. If it's, you know, purchasing products that support our cause, or if it's, you know, running in the race and supporting us in other ways, volunteering for us. I mean, for all of this work is work that you do for the women who so desperately need it. And we're very thankful for that.
Absolutely. And Angie, I want to turn to you because we're entering a critical time where we're going into our race here in Alexandria, October the 20th, we're going to be asking people to support this effort, to support this movement, not just for one race of women, but for all women and those small percentages of men that will ultimately get breast cancer. We got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about the importance of giving and being a part of this incredible movement. All that, plus more after this.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLAW.org and register today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is there. Listen, with the ominous weather possibly headed our way, we need to make sure that we're on point with our State Farm insurance agents. The number to phone in Avoyelles Parish, here it is. 318-346-6695. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Log on to www.hixsonhasit.com. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Y'all, what an incredibly important conversation. I know I've said it a lot. I'm going to keep saying it, but it's so, so important. We're talking about triple-negative breast cancer, and we are talking to someone who is on the front lines. Shondanee, you're on the front lines at Komen for the Cure in heading up, hopefully eradicating breast cancer. And I said during the break that, you know, we could go deep, deep, deep into this subject, but I think from our perspective as women, we've got to push past the fear, the anxiety, the uncertainty, the unknown, all of those things that you could talk about. And we got to drive women that are of age and women that have never, ever in their adult lives over 40 to mammograms. How have you guys figured out how we do this yet?
Well, you know, I think we work through that every single day, and that's exactly what our affiliates do, and that's exactly where they focus their programs. They focus their programs on educating women as to why mammography is important and educating, providing screening options, helping women get the screening even if they can't afford it, and then also helping assisting them through treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, even just in the Louisiana affiliate, it's been amazing what people have come together to do, because in 2009, mm-hmm. we granted over $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
But then in 2010, we granted almost $200,000,
mm-hmm.
the affiliate did. And then in the last year, we granted almost $250,000 to
mm-hmm.
be able to do this work. And so that really speaks to me that our affiliates know what needs to be done in those communities, and they're doing it. And they're working with people like you and the rest of our volunteers and sponsors to make sure that we can fund these important programs for women.
Absolutely. And let me just say, Angie, that I cannot say enough good and positive things about Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, who has powered this movement and who continues to stand in the gap for women. It is just critical. And not only that, has had gotten some of those monies to get women free mammograms.
You know, and the thing is, Carlette, I sent an email this morning to Diane Kitts, who I know you had on the program.
Absolutely.
A while back. And she's our manager of our mammography department. And, you know, just asking her how many we done with that, because Shondanee, we got a grant last year from our race to do free mammograms, and enough money to fund, I think 150 free mammograms.
Wow!
And this started in March, which is our the grant cycle, and sadly, as much as we've advertised that we have it, we've only had 30 women so far take advantage of that. Now,
we've
got 15 more scheduled, but you look at, hey, that's only 45 out of 150, you know? So
right.
Even though we're saying it, people still aren't taking advantage of it.
And so,
that's what's so sad to me, is that, hey, it's here, it's free, come and get it. And you know they're out there, you know they need it, and they're not coming in. So,
Shondanee, this is what's heartbreaking. That is absolutely gut-wrenching, because every morning, just about every morning since we've had this, I get on the air and beg people. I mean, I beg you guys. I mean, I'm saying, feel my heart. I beg for every woman who is uninsured or underinsured. And when I look at the numbers, and a sister friend met me the other day and said, you know, I hear your heart, I feel your heart, and it is a shame that we should have to do that to get women to move to something that is free. And this is the conundrum that we face.
Mm-hmm.
How do we fix this?
I think we have to continue with our efforts to educate. We have to continue being able to make the linkages within communities so that when a woman does begin to take that step, that we can hold her hand throughout the process.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that, you know, as you and I were discussing, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming when you hear news or you even think there could be a bad diagnosis. You begin to not even be able to see straight and even read words you could normally
right.
read, let alone mm-hmm. the kinds of things that you're faced with when you could have a possible cancer diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and so in many ways, you know, I think that we have to just keep on doing what we know would work, and that is help women understand why it's so important and help them see that there is a great benefit to understanding your options earlier in a possible diagnosis than much later.
Go ahead, Angie.
And that's the thing, you know, I want to say to anyone listening right now, because I see that every day where, you know, they come in, they've been diagnosed, even by the to the point where I get them and they've been through their surgery and they're ready to move forward with rehabilitation and they're still in just this fog, you know, but
mm-hmm.
We have done so much at our hospital to promote the effort of staying with you through the whole process. I mean, Diane's incredible and her staff there with getting the mammograms. We now have a patient advocate who's literally with you every step of the way if you need her. We have great surgeons, our chemo and our radiation area, and then with the rehab and the lymphedema and all that we do, we literally have every step, every service possible, and we so are with that patient the whole time.
Absolutely.
So if anyone out there is scared or worried or, you know, whatever, please just call, because we do have the resources to help, not just to get that free service, but there is someone with you every step of the way to help.
And let me just say this, because as you guys were talking about it and we're trying to figure out what the answers are, and I don't know if there are any clear-cut answers, but this is what I do know, Shandanee. I do know that we are in a faith-based state. And so I was having a conversation just yesterday with a sister friend that we were saying, you know, we have all the right catchphrases as Christians and believers, but when it comes down to action, we seem not to have any. And this is just really a rhetorical point that I am trying to make for believers, especially those women who are taking care of everyone else and refuse to take 30 minutes out of their day to have a mammogram. I don't care if you are 60 years old and you've never had a mammogram, or 50 years old and you've never had a mammogram. The time is now to put your faith into action and to mm-hmm. understand that we have a community in Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital that will walk those women and their families through this very integral process. And we've seen it time and time again. I mean, it is just here, we have it, and we've got to continue to dialogue about it, Shandanee.
Right, right.
And so, in closing, before we've got to let you go, I want you to appeal to our listeners, to those women out there, about what you think is the most important thing that we should understand, that we should walk away from this conversation with.
Sure. I think the most important thing that a woman can do for herself is be empowered and be aware.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is first and foremost. And then when she does get knowledge that may be difficult to deal with, I think that she has to move to action, and that action has to be based on, you know, facts. It has to be based on what we know in terms of good practice for breast cancer care. And those decisions should be made with her treatment team, with her physician. And I think also we need to remember as a community that the breast cancer problem is a very complex problem. And it's not something that we will, you know, that we will just find an answer for in a lab.
Right.
Or that we will just be able to educate somebody for. And I think that the disparities of breast cancer, both the biological disparities, meaning that, you know, why are people getting triple negative breast cancer, you know, and why is that a different population, versus to the socioeconomic and other sorts of cultural disparities. Those disparities are really a huge challenge in breast cancer. And I always say that if a cure falls in the forest, but that cure is not available to the woman who needs it on a day-to-day basis, was there ever really a cure?
That's powerful.
And there won't be. That won't be the truth. It will not be a cure unless everybody can have access to the treatments and to those kinds of progressions that we've made in breast cancer care.
Absolutely.
And so I think it takes us all coming together to also support this mission, to be able to get up and lace up our tennis shoes and go race for the cure, to tell our friends, to bring them on board, and to remind people that together we have to find these answers, and together we have to also advocate for ourselves as women.
Absolutely. And I'm proud to report, since we've been on the air, we've had a call from one of our parishes, Wynn Parish. A lady said, okay, what do I need to do? It's time to relent. It's time to stop the madness, and it's time to empower ourselves with enough awareness and enough knowledge. Because you know what? The old adage is, when you know better, you should do better. Well, now is the time. Shandini Porteous from the Susan Komen Race for the Cure Foundation, scientific programs and evaluation research. We want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Thank you. My thanks to you for having me.
Absolutely. And we'll have these conversations again, Shandini. This is only just the beginning.
Absolutely.
Let me get a break. We're back after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Of Oyles Commission of Tourism, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. If you're just joining us, we want to thank again Vice President of Research, Evaluation, and Scientific Programs at Susan G. Komen for the Cure, Shandini Porteous, for all of the information and knowledge. And you know, we have been telling you that, you know, the root word of fundraising is fun. We're going to make it fun.
But we're also going to give you the hard, cold facts so that it'll be hopefully a wake-up call for all of the women who are putting off getting that mammogram, putting off, you know, the inevitable. Y'all, we've got to change the way that we're thinking. I don't know how much better to say it. I don't know how many ways to say it. But you know what? I'm going to believe, God, that we're going to find many ways to say it that will impact our listeners of the OPT Network. This morning, we're also joined by Angie Roberts, who is an occupational therapist who works hard, not only at Cabrini Hospital, but on the race. And we've got some big things coming up starting tonight. Angie, let's talk about what's happening.
Okay, so our race is coming up October the 20th, mm-hmm. and we're getting things kicked off with our teams, which the teams and you guys were the team last year. At one point was incredible.
Talking about Team OPT.
That's right. And so we are kicking off with the teams tonight. Anybody who's interested in forming a team, or if you had that team last year and want to get that new team packet, find out details. We're doing a teams kickoff at 5:30 this evening at Run Wild on Jackson Street. Elizabeth Casano could not do any of this race without her and Don, mm-hmm. her husband. And so we're doing that kickoff tonight at their store. It's right there on Jackson, in the front of Max Fresh Market, in that little building in the parking lot.
And what time, Angie?
At 5:30. It's going to kind of be a short and sweet get down to business meeting with send your team captain to get that information.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that, we just really want to kick things off and get things moving. If you can't make it tonight, you can still go to the website and register.
And give that website, Angie.
And the website is I always mess that up. www.comensinlaw.org.
All right.
So that's Comen, K-O-M-E-N, Sinlaw, C-E-N-L-A.org. You can go, and it takes it through really easy on setting up your team. So once that first team member registers, then everyone after can come in there and just join whatever your team is.
Right. So it's important to note that when you go to www.comensinlaw.org, you register your team with your team's name,
right.
And then everybody else can go to the team name.
And join that team. That's right. And we really want to encourage people to go ahead and do it online. It just makes everything a lot simpler. There's less paperwork. There's less cost. But if you don't have access to a computer, that's fine. You can still do paper registration. But it is also $5 cheaper to do it online.
Mm-hmm.
So we really, really want to encourage that.
And what's the cost for registration this year?
It's $25 to get registered now, early registration,
mm-hmm.
and then so you go in and do it now and get in the system and get set up. Everyone who registers gets a Comen t-shirt, a race t-shirt.
I'm wearing mine today.
And Carlette's got hers on today from last year. So you get a race t-shirt, the race bib that gets you into race day and mm-hmm. the different activities going on that day. So we really want to, you know, get everybody registered. And then that gives us a better idea of what numbers we have early, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
And this is, y'all, this is so critical. And last year we had a lot of people that registered late that wanted to be on our team. And that was great. But we want to encourage everybody to mark October the 20th on your calendar. We want to encourage you to register early. I am telling you, there is nothing more wonderful, more spiritual, more amazing than almost 7,000 people coming together, men, women, and children, on one accord. And there's nothing better than you can do for someone else is to be a part of this. Because you know what? When you do it for someone else, you never know when you're going to have to face this for yourself or for your family. And so it's really the principle of reaping and sowing.
Right. And we heard so many stories like that.
Mm.
Just, you know, Robert Tossan, he's one mm-hmm. of our, he leads our teams. He and Shelly Barton,
And kudos to Robert Tasson and Shelley Barton, because let me tell you, they and Elizabeth Cassano and her husband, they were some of the hardest working, most servant oriented people in this city.
Right. And let's not forget Lawrence and Amy.
Oh, my goodness.
That, I mean,
well,
Lawrence
when you
has been
talk
working
about
so
them, oh,
hard
yeah.
these last several months on sponsorship. And,
and not
so
only that, the last several
just,
years.
Yes, in getting the race here and just doing all of it. It's so much a team effort. And we've I'm very excited to say that we have almost every single sponsor back again this year.
Wow.
Some of which have even upped their sponsorship to higher levels.
Right.
And they've already signed on. You have until the end of this week, August 31st, to be a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
So the sponsorships are still available. So you can contact Lawrence over at Walker Automotive, and he can get you set up with that. But it's incredible how this community comes together for this cause.
Absolutely. And, you know, I said it almost at the beginning of the show, and I'll say it again. And, Angie, you know it's no secret about how we feel about you, not only personally, but privately. And we talk about all the names of the people who work. And Angie Roberts is one of those people that is behind the scenes, but that never stops to create the atmosphere, to create an opportunity to educate people, but most importantly, to love on and take care of the women that come through that Cabrini Cancer Center. And Angie, for that, I mean, you absolutely are probably one of the most altruistic, and what I mean by that is one of the most selfless women that I know, because people really, they don't see what you do, but we do. And for that, we're grateful.
Thank you, Carlette.
Let me get a quick break. We're back after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Also, the number to phone in Bunkie, 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Also, for more information about the Southwest Beverage Safety Messages, please log on to www.beresponsible.com. And before I go any further, DC, I want to take just some time this morning to say a big, big thank you to Mr. Henry Hudson, who sent us an incredibly generous donation. Reverend Henry Hudson, after speaking with him last week, he heard the show and he called our offices at 318-445-5658 after we got off the air. And he said, you know what? I want to be the change that I'd like to see in our community. He said, I feel it, I believe in it, and I want to support it. Not only did he send us a very generous check, he sent us a scripture that we really began to meditate on, and it's Luke 6:38. And as we started researching the scripture, it's a scripture that we're all very familiar with. And it's this, in case you're not familiar. It says, give, and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. But then, as we researched it a little bit further, talks about the principle of generosity. And here was just another version that we wanted to share with all of our listeners, because it is important that all, not just a few, but all people get involved in this movement. And it says this, give to other people and you will receive. You will be given much. It will be poured into your hands more than you can hold. You will be given so much that it will spill into your lap. The way you give to other people is the way God will give to you. And so we're asking every single person within the sound of our voices, to give to this movement. This is the only way that we will be able to eradicate breast cancer. This is the only way we'll be able to implement change. This is the only way. Last year, so many of you came together with us and you worked, I mean, you worked tirelessly. You were absolutely warriors. You know, we're going to ask you again this year to dig even deeper, to work even harder, to stretch even further. Because when we look at this disease, we need to look at it as the enemy. The enemy that is trying to steal the lives of the matriarchs of our family. Not just one family, but many families. And many families have already experienced this. The only way to do it is with research. With research, it takes money. We're going to be talking about it. We have joined partnership in a bigger way than we had last year. And we're going to continue to fight for it. We're going to continue to talk about it, because that's the only way change happens. And we are asking you right now to be a part of this movement. The only way that a movement will continue is that it's got to move. It has got to move. And also, I want to remind you that there will also be an opportunity to honor Janice Joseph. And I'm so glad, Angie, that it's called again Janice's Garden. A chance to honor those who inspire. Coleman Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 20th. You can buy a tulip in honor of Janice, and you can write in loving memory to those people that have gone on, or whatever message that you want to write. We're going to tell you more about how you can connect with not only Janice's Garden, but this whole movement. Thank you guys so much for being such great listeners, and thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Monday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.